Episode 17.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Hi, this is Clinton, and welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. In today's episode, we will be featuring music from the Podsafe Music Network. The band's name is If Thousands, and the song is Radio Is Fine. I'd also like to mention that at the end of today's episode, we'll be playing a promotion for the upcoming Podcast Pickle Hall of Fame Award Show, so be sure to listen for that. And also, we're going to be playing around a bit with the release days for Comedy Forecast. Currently, we release episodes on Tuesday and on Thursday, and we'll be playing around over the next few weeks to see if some other schedule works better all around. But enough of that, on to the comedy.
All right, class, I hope you're all prepared to give your science reports. Johnny, why don't you go first?
Cool. Is it okay if I have someone help me read my report?
Did you do the research yourself?
Yes, Mrs. Wilson.
Then I suppose it's okay.
Awesome! My report is on asteroids, and I brought in this announcer-type person to help me out.
Hi there.
Music, please.
Asteroids. Since the dawn of time, they have roamed through the universe. Most are harmless, but others could pose a threat to our very existence. We call these the plant killers.
That's planet killers.
Oh, sorry. You spelled it here without the E.
Oops, my bad. Go on.
One day, perhaps in the not-too-distant future, an asteroid will target Earth. The chunk of rock will be over 5 kilometers wide.
Which is something like 400 miles across.
At first, the threat will go undetected.
And that's because astronomers are usually busy getting interviewed for shows about space and stuff.
When the asteroid is spotted, there will only be days left before it collides with Earth.
I figure if you sell those big countdown clocks, you'll make $1 zillion because every science lab will need one. And someone will give that asteroid a dorky name like ML246. If I found the asteroid, I name it something cool like Tenzer, Destroyer of Worlds.
The military will attempt to intercept and eliminate the asteroid with a modified space shuttle, rockets, and stuff like that. But something will go horribly wrong.
It's hard to believe we can't hit a rock that big. It's like everybody has the same bad aim as those stormtroopers in Star Wars. Pretty sad.
The asteroid continues to rush towards Earth. Initially, people on the far side of the planet feel a certain sense of security.
Until they realize the Earth spins and they're all like, "Ah!"
The asteroid will streak through our atmosphere at supersonic speeds.
I saw the Concorde once. I guess that doesn't have anything to do with this. But it was cool.
Like a gajillion atomic bombs, the asteroid smashes into the ground. Right in the middle of a Barbie factory.
Woohoo!
Amazingly, the Hot Wheels and Lego factories are spared. However, the asteroid triggers massive earthquakes, which release dinosaurs trapped in underground caverns. Luckily, the radioactive mole people come to save the day. They attack
the... All right. That's quite enough, Johnny. I'm very disappointed in you. That report was fraught with inaccuracies.
Aww.
Don't worry, though. With a little post-production magic, you can sell it to the Discovery Channel.
Are there residuals involved?
Don't push it.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.
Once in a great while, an award show comes along that embodies the values and morals of society. This is not one of those times.
It's the Podcast Pickle Hall of Fame Show, almost live from Austin, Texas, September 9th, 2005.
I hold in my hand the envelope, and the winner is...
Sponsored by the Podcast Pickle at podcastpickle.com.